The reading this morning is taken from Genesis chapter 1, beginning to read at verse 6. It's on page 3 of the Church Bibles, but it's very short, so you may not have time to find it. And God said, "Let there be a vault between the waters to separate water from water." So God made the vault and separated the water from the vault from the water above it. And it was so. God called the vault sky. And there was evening, and there was morning, the second day. This is the word of the Lord.
Okay, I'll start again. We're going to have a true or false quiz. I'll say something, you've got to say whether it's true or false. If you're 12 or 13 and under, you can shout out the answer. If you're over 13 or so, you can put your hand up. Okay, true or false. The longest attack of hiccups lasted about 10 weeks. False is correct. Charles Osborne started hiccuping in 1922. He continued hiccuping until February 1990, a total of 68 years. Next one. Elephants can hear through their feet and trunk. It's true. Someone over there, well done. It's true. They've got sensitive nerve endings in their feet and trunks, and they can pick up infrasonic messages. Don't ask me what they are. Okay, here we go. Next one. The world's oldest piece of chewing gum is 1,000 years old. False is correct. Well done. In fact, the oldest piece of chewing gum is thought to be 9,000 years old. Here we go. The longest recorded flight of a chicken is 13 seconds. Well done, someone down here. I don't know who it was. Yep, it was true. It was in 2014. The longest recorded time a chicken has been observed flying continuously is 13 seconds. And the furthest recorded flight of a chicken covered 301 feet. Okay, here's the next one. Clouds are fluffy and light. It's false. Despite their apparent lightness, clouds are very heavy. A typical cumulus, that's the one I think that's supposed to be shaped like a cauliflower, is about a kilometre across, a kilometre long, and a kilometre tall, and it may contain 500 tonnes of water, which is equivalent to the weight of about 100 elephants. So next time you're standing under a cloud, remember the elephants. We're thinking about the second day of creation. And on the second day of creation, God makes a vault, or in the old version, it's a firmament, or as I used to say to the children I taught, it's an upturned pudding bowl. Now, if you imagine you take a little pudding bowl into the bath with you, and you gently lower it into the water upside down, what do you get? You get water above it and water underneath. And inside the pudding bowl is air. And that was the way that the ancient people thought, the ancient Israelites thought, that the world was. I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high o'er vales and hills, when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils, beside the lake, beneath the trees, fluttering and dancing in the breeze. You know, I had to learn that when I was about 10, and the rest of the poem by William Wordsworth, and it made me ask this question: are clouds lonely? There's another poem by a man called Vladimir Mayakovsky, and his poem is called "A Cloud in Trousers." I was thinking, what would a cloud in trousers look like? You can actually get hold of a book called The Cloud Spotter's Guide by a man called Gavin Pretor Pinney. I've got a copy of it, and I thought it would be really useful for a time when I might have to speak about clouds in church. Can't find it anywhere. but I do know about the Cloud Appreciation Society, which unites cloud lovers around the world. And they produce a newsletter, and in July this year, this is one item in the newsletter. Zoe Notley, member number 18698, has a wonderful spotting shed, and there's a picture of it on the net, a calm place where she can look at the sky in all weathers. What a lovely thing to do, just spend your time looking up at the sky. That's what the writers of the Bible used to do. They used to look up into the sky, and they appreciated the clouds that were up there. And they imagined that God might be up there on top of the clouds. So in Deuteronomy, the writer says, "There is no one like God who rides across the heavens to help you and on the clouds in his majesty." This majestic figure of God going across the sky on the clouds. And one of the psalmists says, "He makes the clouds his chariot." So it's as though he's riding the clouds and he rides on the wings of the wind. In the days when I used to teach, a little boy who was then about 10, he must now be about 48, said this about God. "This is what I think of God. Black hair in curls at the front, a beard, brown eyes, a Roman nose, lips the colour of blood. He wears open-toed sandals, a cloth garment and a cloak. He carries a crook and rides the universe in a chariot of fire which is pulled by 40 pure white doves." Not bad for a 10-year-old. But it's a biblical notion that God, as it were, we could picture him up there with the clouds. But there's another thing about the clouds. They symbolize, they stand for, in the Bible, they stand for God's mercy and his kindness. So in the book of Job, which is a book we don't often read, but it's there in the Old Testament, somebody says, "The clouds pour down their moisture and abundant showers fall on mankind." Now, if you're in some parts of the country, that isn't a terribly good thing. But if you're living in a really bone-dry country, as parts of Israel could be, then that would be a sign of God's mercy. The clouds giving rain. And so another poet, whose name was William Cowper, said, "You fearful saints, fresh courage take. The clouds you so much dread are big with mercy and shall break in blessings on your head." Now, I've got one more thing to say about clouds, and it's this. I'm thinking of Jesus at his trial, and he's standing before the high priest, and the high priest asks him who he is. And Jesus says to the high priest, "You will see the Son of Man," that's Jesus himself, "you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One," that's God, "and coming on the clouds of heaven." And so every time you look up at the clouds, you can think not only of God's greatness and majesty as he rides the clouds, not only of his mercy as he pours out abundant blessings, but also of the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ will one day return on the clouds. And that is very good news for the end of July. Amen.